we get caught up in burning ourselves out and over-limiting ourselves. And then come January, we have a whole other issue to deal with.
Some of that probably comes from people, quote unquote, wanting to be perfect because they don't want to be rejected. Okay, well, what happens if I don't get the right gift? Or what happens if I don't make everybody happy and everybody doesn't have a good time? As I told a client not too long ago, is it okay for you to be imperfect?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, Dr. Evans, yes, of course it's okay for me to be imperfect and for me to make mistakes. I said, okay, and yet you're talking about your holidays as if you're looking down the barrel of a shotgun. I can really understand why you're feeling as overwhelmed as you are. And again, that goes back to what people are believing. If you're believing that the holidays are about a bunch of external things, mm-hmm. getting the right gift, making sure everybody has a good time, things, by the way, you don't have power over. You could have the greatest party in the world. Somebody's going to be unhappy. Somebody's going to be, and because they're choosing to be unhappy. And as the great Bill Cosby once said, I don't know what the key to success is, but I know the key to failure is trying to please everybody all the time. So maybe it's about creating the opportunity for people to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then letting them take that responsibility as opposed to putting that responsibility on your own back. That's one thing.
Yeah. But, you know, and one of the things that I found, and I was faced with this myself earlier, just, you know, talking about a holiday party, talking about, now, can I really afford to feed all these people? I have two kids of my own.
Okay.
Quite frankly, don't feel like going through the expense and going through the trouble of dealing with all of this.